episode 211, The Brighter Side.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by, T-Mac on the
Happy
radio.
Day, ladies! Hello! How are you doing? I am thrilled that you're here. Come on in. It is girl time. It's time to get our girl time on. And today, it's about sunshine. It's about the brighter side. Are you ready for some absolute total motivation? Life can just kind of throw a wrench in your world and what is going on around you. I was walking the beach last night with my family, and I was just mesmerized by how amazing everything was, the stars. There was even a slight haze even over it, and the clouds weren't too covered, so we could see some stars. The wave caps, you know, the white caps on the waves, oh, they were gorgeous. And we had just had a storm earlier that day, and so the tide was very high in, and the shells underneath my feet, and I would step on them, and ouch, I was really in tune to what was around. But remember, I'm walking in darkness. As we were walking along, though, we saw so many people walking with what? Their technology in their hand. And I began to think, is that where they see the brighter side? And it totally would shine things up. And then you would have a little child that was digging in the sand looking for the crabs, and there would be just a little stream of light coming from a flashlight. And I thought, wow, so two different things that we're using here. One looking for the creation and the beauty of what's around us and using technology to better, and yet the others are consumed by it. Which brighter side are you on? I really believe that we get ourselves kind of stuck in ruts. I'm one to do the same thing. Remember, we are habitual creatures, and it's so easy to allow ourselves to be really enthralled, almost like a whole blanket around us, that this is how we have to operate. Why? Because we can now. Instead of pulling back and going, wait, what am I missing? We saw a couple. There were a few couples, but one couple, they were sitting down on their beach chairs, and they weren't close enough in to have their feet in the water, but the waves were still coming up, and so I think, you know, their toes got a little wet once in a while. But they both had their phones with them, and they were sitting there right next to each other, and as we walked by, we were close enough that I really truly wanted to peek over their shoulder, so I did. Shh, don't tell them I said that. But I peeked over their shoulder to see what they were doing, and both of them were reading a book. Okay, for them, maybe that was a relaxing thing, yet they're sitting side by side, and are they missing the brighter side? They're, you know, each other's company. Sometimes technology pulls us away from what's most important, and that's where I want to challenge you today, is I want you to look at the brighter side of things, not the brighter side as in technology, how that door opens up, but I want you to close the technology door, and I want you to open the door to what is around you, your relationships, the people that you love, your coworkers, your employees, your family. You need to be consumed by them instead of consumed by the brighter side, which we always seem to gravitate towards that light. Now, in saying that, I want to leave you with this. Well, I'm not leaving you yet, but I want you to think about this. Look toward the brighter side of life and believe that nothing is impossible. A lot of times when things happen, good or bad, we fall into these big pits. As we're walking, our youngest was with us, and I don't know who it was who dug this huge pit, but it was probably a good solid 2 feet or more deep into the sand. And I was like, oh man, we could just kind of crawl in there, and it could fit almost two full-size adults in the pit itself, you know, just laying around, not sitting up, but laying around. It was that wide of a circle. And I was thinking, my goodness, some of us, we just allow ourselves to fall into that pit. pit. And that pit could be technology. That pit could be reading a book. That pit could be playing games. You know, there's so many gamers out there. And even as women, we've got women gamers out there. And I'm not saying that's a bad thing. I'm just saying we need to begin to look at our priorities. And sometimes we need to shift things. And when we're feeling down and we're feeling the oh, woe's me, we're feeling a very heavy weight, looking towards the brighter side in life is looking towards something that will never, ever fail you. And that is your relationships. That's getting to know the people that you love, actually having conversation, being in the midst of their life instead of consumed by everything else on everybody else's computer or phone or gaming system. The brighter side. So back to the darkness, back to our walk on the beach. We were also walking and we saw, a few couples here and there. Two of them, a couple, were standing and they both had their phones out, but their feet were in the water this time. The waves were coming up and you could totally tell that they really had no idea what was going on around them. They were totally oblivious to the whole thing. They were oblivious to God's magnificent creation before them. You're standing in front of an ocean that you cannot see land for miles upon miles. I mean, to the horizon. And then you're like, oh my gosh, if only I could reach and see an island out there, but there's nothing. But you know that there's something that lives deep within there. They were not consumed by that. They were consumed by this little bright side, their little technology. What happens when we allow ourselves to just be enveloped in that? Pull yourself away. And I want to challenge you today. Put down what you maybe consider the brighter side. Put down those electronics. Because you know what? You got here way before the electronics even existed. I got here and I've survived many years without them. I can remember talking on the phone to a corded phone in the kitchen. We had one of them. And I know for some of you, like, I have no idea what that is because I've never had a landline. And that's okay. But what I'm saying is get attached to your landlines. Look towards the brighter side as into the relationships. Use the opportunity today to stimulate love, to stimulate compassion for others, to be able to serve one another instead of hiding in the pit of true darkness. Whatever you may be using as that excuse to kind of stay away and hidden and not facing the world out there, I'm saying come out of it. Look towards the true brighter side that God gave you, relationships, because in the end, that's all we have. So go and cultivate that today. Love on one another. Give someone a hug. Give someone a smile. Blow someone a kiss. Okay, now, obviously the appropriate way of blowing someone a kiss. A stranger may not be such a good idea, but extending your hand, extending your heart, and just serving, it will brighten not only their day, but I'm telling you, it'll be the best, brightest side of your day. So go out and make it a magnificent, incredible day and look for the brighter side. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.